Hi everyone, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. Huge warm welcome to all of you. You are at our new interview today with Mary Knebel. This is How Much Do I Charge? And if that has ever been a question in your mind, I know that as an entrepreneur, that has been a question in my mind many, many, many times over the years. And so we're here today to really answer that question. And so I have a special guest, Mary Knebel of moneypreneurs.com, who I'll bring on in just a minute. So on this call today, we're going to be going through a few things. One of them is how to price your offerings in a way that feels good to you and gets clients to sign up on the spot. Because I know that if you're listening today, you are an entrepreneur, and that's really an intention of yours, is to connect with potential clients and have them say yes right away. We're also going to be covering why it's important to have multiple offerings, and we'll share how to charge for those. I have some stories. Mary has some stories. It'll be great. You'll get some great background on all of that. And then you'll also learn how to present your offerings in a way that gets potential clients interested. And by the way, you know, keep in mind that if you are in a sales conversation with someone and they say that they can't afford you, it's not really about the money. We'll go into that a little bit today too. And our huge intention on this call is to share with you why charging more is actually easier and helps you attract better clients and customers. So it's really great to have all of you here. I definitely want to give you as many resources today as possible if you've ever been unsure of what to charge. So also, we are recording the interview today. So it means that if you don't catch something or if you want to go back and listen to this again, we will be emailing out the recording of this call. So that will be a great resource that you'll have access to. So many of you, you are just joining us. I know you might have signed up for this call last week or this week. Some of you I know, you know Mary. Some of you know me. And I wanted to take a chance to introduce both of us because some of you I haven't met yet, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. So my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com, and I'm an inspirational speaker, a business mentor. I have a book on the way. So I'm writing a book right now about money and marketing for spiritual entrepreneurs, and that will be coming out in the next year. And I really believe that making money should feel like bliss. That is a huge aspect of my work. I want all of this learning today, I want this interview to I want to give it in a way where it can be absorbed and you can enjoy it, because we're talking about money and pricing. And sometimes, you know, I remember when I used to look at that and I thought, money and pricing, wow, that sounds so boring or it sounded scary. But really, we want to bring all this information to you in a way that feels like bliss. So my work, I provide a lot of innovative business, money, and marketing guidance to entrepreneurial women. And I really take them through a process that was a process that I went through that in my own business helped me from going, I was actually on food stamps, to signing on over $17,000 worth of business in 1 month. And I love sharing that with other people. I love sharing aspects of how to do that. One very important part is around pricing, particularly pricing and setting higher prices. So we will talk about that. So let me share a little bit more about Mary Knebel. So she's a certified money breakthrough coach, a money intuitive, and also founder of moneypreneurs.com. And she is known as the moneypreneur because she helps strong spiritual businesswomen take control of their money and also take control of their lives. And I know that she's known for helping women create their first $5,000 breakthrough in their business and have their first $5,000 month. And that's a good amount of money, right? Like, that's a comfortable life right there. And from that, you know, those months can very quickly turn into $10,000 or $15,000 months in your business. So Mary is the creator of a six-month Money Mastery for Spiritual Business Owners coaching program, and she shows women how to transform their dysfunctional relationships with money so that they can create lives of financial freedom, fun — I like the fun part, that's why I brought her on — and fulfillment from anywhere in the world. And I loved when she also started to bring in her intuitive side. And does a very powerful money soul realignment readings, and that combines both practical and also spiritual tools that will help you get to the heart of what's holding you back and often break through lifelong patterns, especially around money, in a single session. And, the best part, Mary is fluent in French, which I didn't realize until I received her bio, but it totally makes sense. She has a cute little dog named Paris, and she had lived in Paris for a couple magical years. And I love that. You know, I have always felt a very deep connection to Europe and the European way of life, which is way more laid back and relaxed than over in the United States where we're living right now. And we really hope to infuse some of that beautiful, blissful, just feeling in life and in business. So, Mary, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to say how excited I am to be here, because I think I told you this before, but if not, at least for all of our listeners, you're someone that I was kind of following, you know, last year before I really broke out on the scene. And I was like, wow, like, she's so cool. And so I was like kind of, you know, like a little... I mean, I don't want to say stalker, because I wasn't stalking you, but, you know, like, when you see people online and, you know, they're doing the stuff that you want to do, and, I was just starting out in my business, and so I really saw you as someone, like, who was already established and, you know, out there, and so now for me to be on the show with you, it's really exciting, and it's just an honor to be here with you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really wonderful, and I know that you had some really... really big transitions and breakthroughs in your own business. I, because we were connected through social media, I also really recognized when you started to have some huge advances. So I'm really happy that you get to be a guest today and talking about everything that we'll be sharing. So is there anything else that you wanted to add, anything else about your background before we get into pricing your offerings and doing that in a way that feels good to you?
Well, one thing I do want to add, so you mentioned that I have this little dog, Paris, and she is the light of my life, but she's also sitting here right by me, and, like, she's normally a perfect angel, but anytime I get on the phone, she gets a little needy, so I'll try to keep her controlled, but you may, if at any point you hear, like, a little bark, it's her, she's fine.
We understand.
She weighs 8 pounds, but let's see. Yeah, I mean, I would say, just to add, you know, I really got into doing this work around money. I always knew I would have an online business, and I've always been extremely spiritual, but I never had any inkling that I would be doing money work. Mm-hmm. But I started, you know, bumping up against my own stuff as we do. And it's funny, I, a few years ago, took a certification course to be a money breakthrough coach, but I took it entirely for myself. Like, I wasn't going to be a money coach, and I just wanted to get my money stuff under control. And then, you know, a few years later, when I really decided I was going to go for this, you know, my coach was like, well, you're already a certified, like, money breakthrough coach. Why don't you do that? And, you know, you're really good at this money stuff, and you really get it, and you've really overcome a lot in your own life around money. For me, it was all about the fear of leaving the corporate world and the security of the paycheck and all that stuff. But I was like, you know, that's a great idea. So you know, it's like the things that are right under our noses, we do not see. But yeah, I mean, I live and breathe this stuff. I mean, I am still, you know, constantly reading about money. Like, I love reading wealth consciousness stuff. Like, I just really, you know, like, I enjoy this stuff. And I think once you start to feel more comfortable around it, it can open up so many different areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to add on to that too, I actually had no idea that I was going to be doing work around this with my clients as well. For me, it was very similar, and I had a mentor, and she said, you know, don't you think it's interesting that you grew up in a family where you didn't have hot running water and you had food assistance, and yet you were surrounded by all these other wealthy families who would take you up in their private planes and let you see their Maseratis in the garage? Don't you think that's kind of interesting?
Yeah, I just got chills, too, while you were saying that. Yeah, it was like preparing you for what else is possible.
Exactly. Being able to see kind of these two sides of wealth. And so, you know, in the process of generating wealth for all of us, you know, we have many business owners listening in right now. Pricing is that one place where I see entrepreneurs getting stuck all the time. And I'd love to talk about with you for a few minutes. How in the world do we price our offerings so we feel good and so clients are also very eager to sign up?
Yeah, well, and I always get the question, like, you know, if people sign up for free, you know, complimentary sessions with me, like, the first thing I always ask is, okay, what do I charge? Like, how do I set my pricing? So, and what I tell people, like, and this is not necessarily – well, it's a little counterintuitive at first because most people, when they start, they think that they have to charge like what other people are charging or what you think clients will pay or, you know, what you think clients can afford. But that's actually not the right, you know, method. Like, at least what I teach, and I'm sure you teach the same thing.
Ooh,
but like,
tell us more.
Yes, this is the inside scoop. When you can really find a price, like, that really feels good to you in your body, and you can just, like, own it and stand behind it, and you feel really, really good about it, that is the right price to charge. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, not what your competitors are charging or not what you think someone can afford or not what your parents think is the right charge, but when you can – or the right price. But when you can really find a price – that feels so good to you, and a lot of times it just comes to you intuitively, that's the right price. Because what's going to happen is, like, when you're in a sales conversation with someone and you say that, like, it's just going to feel good, and you're going to feel confident, and you're going to stand in it and feel really good. Because I'll share a story. In the beginning, I was charging way too low, as we all start out. This woman, I mean, I offered a completely ridiculous, really, really low price, and this woman actually wrote me an email. It was a total gift, and she said, she's like, something was so off. Like, she could just feel it. She's like, I don't know what happened. Like, she was like, I don't know what happened, and I don't know what that was about, but I just felt like you were undercharging, you know, so much. And she said, you know, I worry that someday you're going to resent me for charging so low.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I was a little offended at first because I was like, oh my God, I'm undercharging and you still didn't sign up. But it was such a gift that she was like, whoa, you are really underselling yourself. And she could feel it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so the point is, like, people, they may not be able to put their finger on it and they may not be able to point it out like this woman did, but, like, if you're not really standing in your price and, like, what you're offering, something just feels off in the conversation. And
that
so,
is an amazing story.
Right? I'm kind of embarrassed, but it was such a gift.
No, don't be. Please don't be. That's actually a really powerful story. I'm glad you shared it with us.
Yeah, and so when you're really standing in your price and it feels good and, you know, you're just owning the value of it, that's when clients are like, yeah, okay, I want what she has. Like, she's really confident about it. So, I don't know, it just, like, calls people to really go for it because it feels, like, genuine and authentic and, you know, like, if you're really excited about it, they'll be excited about it too.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about something else too. I have often looked at pricing, like when I'm trying to decide what to charge. I will often encourage my clients to also look at long-term value of what they can bring to someone's life. And I think that when we when we look at it in that way, when we say, like, for example, if someone's in a nutrition profession, that if they work with a client and say they charge a couple thousand dollars, well, that's great, because that person actually might prevent a disease down the road. They might lose a ton of weight. They might feel better about themselves and get into a relationship because they feel better about themselves. And all of these amazing things that I think will be this kind of domino effect throughout the rest of their lives, just because they worked with you that one mm-hmm. time and maybe paid you
totally.
A couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, as you know, like, so everything's connected. And, mm-hmm. you know, I always tell people, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yeah.
So once you heal, let's say, you know, your relationship with your body or your relationship with money or, you know, whatever, like, that's going to have a domino effect on all the different areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, you're going to be more confident. Like, maybe you'll finally get in a relationship. Maybe you'll travel more. Maybe you'll, I don't know, like, you'll have a better relationship with your family, with your kids, like, you know, just mm-hmm. it's all connected. And so even if you're only specifically working on, like, one area, it's going to affect all the different areas in a positive way.
Yes.
And so, yeah, like,
very
that's
much.
What you should be, you know, charging for, is, like, the overall effects.
Mm-hmm. And I've also encouraged people as well to, when they're charging, to really, as you were saying, like, go kind of intuitively inside and look at what feels like a good price for them, as opposed to going around and comparing and looking at what other people charge.
Yeah.
Because I think that we all, especially through our own marketing, can present ourselves in a way that feels much more unique. And so we're not another cookie cutter clone of someone else
yep.
in the same industry who does a similar
yep.
thing, that we put our own spin on it. And when we're able to do that and really present it to the world in that unique way, that we can charge whatever we want for it, because people are coming to it because they want us. I mean, that's a big part, is they're like, you're
sure.
my mentor, you're the one, and, you know, whatever it costs, I'll be there
yeah.
because I just know that you're the one.
Totally. And if you can really stand behind it, I mean, even if it's a higher price than your competitors, like, if you can really stand in it and believe in it, and you just know that's your price for you, you know, that's what people are going to be drawn to. It's like that woman who was like, I don't know, something just feels off. But it's like, when you're really in it, they're like, that's when they're like, okay, wow, something feels really good here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, they may not know what it is, but they're like, yeah, this feels really good. I'm drawn to it. I believe in this person. Let's do this.
Yes. Yes, great. So I'd love to go into one of the other points that we're going to share about today, which is why it's so important to have multiple offerings, and also a little, you know, going into some of how to charge for those too, because that is another thing where, you know, often when we start out in business, many of us, like, I remember I had one option at the beginning
right.
of my business. I had one thing that someone could purchase, and over the years, it's been really nice to showcase a few different options so people can have a choice and a choice in price as well. So I would love to hear about more from you about multiple offerings and how to price those.
Yeah. Well, I remember, so this is a fun story. I remember, again, in the beginning of my business where, you know, wasn't fully confident in charging and all that stuff. And so I was just selling, like, a VIP day, basically, which is, like,
mm-hmm.
4 hours. You know, that's really what I was confident in at the time, because, you know, it's a lower rate than, like, a 3-month or a 6-month program. And I was, like, I felt really confident about that. So I remember
mm-hmm.
one woman was on the phone, and I was like, great. You know, she was a good fit. So I was like, great. You know, I have this 4-hour VIP day for whatever. She's like, well, do you have anything longer? And I was like, oh, well, yeah. Like, you
yes.
know, a three-month program. And she's like, no, I want something, like, a little longer. And I was like, a six-month program. and I had it. You know, I had all this stuff. I had all this stuff already ready to go, but I just, you know, I wasn't confident enough yet in offering it. And so I ended up enrolling her in the 6-month, and she was a great client and everything was great. But that's
mm-hmm.
when it really occurred to me. Like, some people want, like, longer-term support, and they want you, you know, to be there for them and hold them accountable and, Yes. They want, like, a bigger container.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so it's not really always about the money. Like, yeah, it was more expensive for her, but she wanted that longer, bigger container to get results in.
And oftentimes, if it's spread out over a couple months, if in our businesses we have a payment plan that's available, people mm-hmm. can pay monthly, and so it kind of feels like it's smaller because they're paying in those payments. So
totally.
That's another aspect.
Yeah. I just found that, like, it's kind of like it's not always about the money, because some people, you know, if someone really wants, like, that longer-term commitment, or they really, like, need that support, you know, they'll find a way, like you said, they'll find a way to make the payments work, or they'll find a way to make the money. And, you know, but then at the same time, some people do just want, like, a short VIP day. They just want to get in and get out, and, you know, they want their quick results, and that's fine too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like yeah. I didn't really think about all that, but yeah, like, there are different types of people out there. And so it's helpful to have different offerings for the different types of people out there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as presenting those offerings, like, just to share an example with everyone. So right now I have, it's pretty much like a mentoring options guide. So if someone applies to talk about working with me privately, you know, not through a group program, but like some mm-hmm. private work, I then send them this guide and I ask them to really connect to it. And it's a very intuitive process of connecting to it. And they get to read on the guide that there is one program that's for people in this certain stage of business who have these hopes and dreams right now. And then there's mm-hmm. another stage for people who are maybe a couple years in and have these hopes and dreams and these desires. And then there are some other options that are a little more brief, like a half VIP day and ways that we can work together in a smaller package. And so that's all there. And it's really nice to be able to hand that to people, and it just outlines everything. It outlines payment plans and mm-hmm. painful options mm-hmm. and everything. It outlines everything. And I just simply ask people to connect to that, see what their intuition says. And I've set it up so, at least from my perspective, I hope that there are enough options there to connect in with every single person who feels drawn to working with me. And so far mm-hmm. there has been. So that's one of the ways that I set that up.
Well, and sometimes, you know, I didn't really realize this in the beginning either. Sometimes you do have to have, you know, like a lower offering, maybe even just mm-hmm. like $99. You know, maybe it's, I don't know, just like a small short group program, you know, because some people mm-hmm. are not comfortable investing lots of money up front, or you know, like, you kind of have to give some people want to totally go for it. I'm the type of person who just totally goes for it. I've just recently realized sometimes may not always be the best thing. But I'm like, yeah, full speed ahead. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, some people are not like that. You know, most people, I think, are not like that. And so, yeah, they want, like, a shorter, smaller package to kind of get to know you better and just start to get a little bit more comfortable. And so it's important mm-hmm. to have those as well for that type of person.
Yeah, I've often throughout my business had lower cost either groups or series of classes that are delivered mm-hmm. in a way where it's through a teleclass. And so those are set up, and those usually range from, at least right now, a couple $100s to maybe $400, $600, mm-hmm. kind of in that range. And I think that's a really easy way for someone to get started. And
totally.
I know, for example, like I've paid for printed systems and workbooks and guidebooks, and I've paid $200 for things like that. So I mm-hmm. I get the sense that pretty much anyone can come up with $100, $200 at least as a starting
totally.
Point to get to know you and your services.
Totally.
Yeah. So is there anything else around, you know, presenting offerings that we wanted to touch on, you know, like presentation of offerings? We did a little bit of that already, actually, but is there anything else you wanted to add there?
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, so I was going to go back to that first point about, you know, kind of coming up with the price. So, you know, like I said, I really do it intuitively. I have clients, you know, kind of tune in to their body and think about the program that you're offering and think about all the results that your client is going to get. And think about, like we said, all the other different areas of your life that are going to, well, of their life that are going to be affected. Mm-hmm. Just really, like, really think about your program and the results, and then just ask for the right price. And I have to say, my clients are always shocked because the number is always higher than what they mm-hmm. would have, you know, logically thought or what they were thinking of charging.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like, oh, my God, I got such and such. And that just shows you, you know, that there's, yeah, a gap between kind of like what you believe is possible and, you know, what your worth is and what you really should be charging. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of the process is really stepping into that. But, yeah, I mean, don't be scared to, like, take that number and run with it. And just, you know, I tell people, like, practice in the mirror, like, you know, say it 100 times, like just get really, really comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, like if you're comfortable with it and confident in it, even if someone doesn't have the money right off the bat, or maybe that's not what they thought they were going to be paying, like if you're really standing in it, they're going to be drawn to that.
Mm-hmm. They sure
know, that's
will
what,
be.
Yeah. Like that's what they're like, wow, okay, this girl really, or this woman really is like, she owns it. So, I mean, that's what I'm drawn to, at least, and other people I work with.
Yeah, and you know what came to mind, too, as you were sharing, is, you know, sometimes I've seen people who I've been thinking about hiring, you know, mentors, people who are going to help me in my business, and I've met them where they've been in a couple stages of their own business, where, like, maybe they're in the first couple years of business, and then they have some sort of breakthrough, something big happens in their business. Maybe they get on national television, you know, something happens in their business, and you can tell their energy completely shifts, and at the same time, their prices really shift and probably go a way up, right? And so sometimes I think about that. Sometimes I tend to hire those mentors, like after the shift, and I'm like, I realize I'm like, I am actually paying them probably 3 times as much as they charged last year, and yet at the same time, there's just something about that energy that I was drawn to. So I bring up this point because if any of you have been looking at a mentor, you know, any mentor, whether it's us, whether it's someone else. Get them now.
That's true.
Connect with them now because you never know. Like literally, like next month they might be charging 3 times as much for their mentorship options. So you know, that's just something that I've noticed. There's almost this before
and after.
It's a
good deal now.
It's like just a good deal now.
Well, it's so true because you're so right. Like once, because it's really. I mean, I feel like I've said this many different ways, but like when you really step into your new price, I mean, that's when you're going to start getting people to sign up. And so even if a mentor has been trying to charge this higher rate for a long time, and let's say it hasn't worked, like the minute she really energetically steps into it, that's when things are going to start popping, you know, and like that's when she's going to start getting all these people, and then she's going to raise her price again. And so, yeah, like you never know when she's really just going to, like, yeah, really energetically step into it. But I mean, that's really all it's about. It's like when you can really energetically step into it and be like, yeah, I am worth X amount of dollars. I stand behind that. Like no matter what the person on the other end of the phone says, you know, if you believe in it, it doesn't really matter what they, you know, whether they say yes or no, you're like, no, this is my price and I'm worth it.
I love also the point that you brought up earlier about potential, like, resentment that if you as a mentor, if you charge too little and then you had a client come in at that there could potentially be some resentment going on, either, oh, my gosh, that client's not charging enough or something. I have also noticed, too, I remember in the beginning year of my business, I had, like, this little special that was, like, a $95 special. Like, it was so small, but it included some private work. And I remember I attracted someone to that who was so difficult to work with. It was so, like, it was such an energetic suck. And, you know, it just sucked out my energy. It was so hard. And so, you know, I really like charging more because it means that those people who are showing up are very committed, quality. Mm-hmm. They're not just, you know, buying it because it's cheap. Like, you know, they're really there. They're really committed.
Well, that's why we say it's easier to charge more, you know, than less. Because, yeah, I mean, those people are more committed. They, you know, tend to make decisions more quickly. Like, if you've ever noticed, those people, it can actually be harder to sell like a cheaper program than a more expensive one, because yeah, the people who, you know, don't have a lot of money or they're not willing to invest it, it's like, yeah, they don't make decisions quickly and they take their time and they kind of go back and forth. But if you mm-hmm. find someone who's willing to like really step into a higher program, higher, you know, priced program, typically that means, yeah, they're willing to make decisions faster. They have some level of faith, you know, like they're really willing to go for it. They're mm-hmm. definitely going to be more committed because they have more money, you know, on the line.
Right.
And, you know, you got to think about it. If they had a certain level of money to invest, there's some qualities that got them to that point in the first place, which are just going to make them easier to work with and a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like it's easier to charge more because, yeah, those people, they're not messing around. Like, they want results. They're willing to put their money down, and they're willing to step into it and go for it.
Yeah, they are in it. And, you know, I was thinking of another thing as well, is I've had some experiences where I've been speaking with potential clients, and you could tell that they were in that place where it was really hard to make the decision of, yes, should I work with Ava? No, should I work with Ava? Like, I could tell that they were kind of at a place too where it would have taken their money down to like their last $50 or something like that. And now,
right.
Now, speaking of that, I have actually done that, like where I have been in
right.
such faith about making a commitment mm-hmm. that I was very, 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 very willing to go down to like my last $10, very willing, and it worked mm-hmm. out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I am in conversations with people, and if they're having too much of a difficult decision, whether to say
right.
yes or no or yes or no, you know, of course I'll give people time to decide if they want to work with me. Like, of course I'm open to that. But I've had some
sure.
experiences where people are going back and forth, back and forth, back and
yes.
forth. And I've actually had to say, you know what? It does not feel like you're ready. I don't think it's
yes.
a good time to work together right now.
Totally.
So
yeah, and I would totally agree because I
mm-hmm.
it's funny how because I feel like I've recently gotten to that point in my business where I do feel comfortable telling people, you know, even if they're down to their last, you know, however much money, I'm like, you know what,
mm-hmm.
let's do it. Let's go for it. Because, you know, like I said earlier, I'm the type of person, yeah, I'll go for it. And like you, yeah, I mean, I've put it
I will risk
out there.
It all.
Totally. I'm like, let's do it. to the point where, like, I literally have had someone say, now, okay, let's just slow down here a second. I had a coach who was like, okay, let's just put the brakes on. But, yeah, I also now am to the point in my business where I have, you know, seen enough of the results that my clients are getting. I, you know, believe in my work enough, and I believe mm-hmm. in my, you know, potential clients. If I think it's the right fit, obviously if it's not the right fit, it's not the right fit. But, yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
so if someone is coming to me saying, you know, I've only got X amount of money left, I really don't feel comfortable investing. I'm like, well, if you truly want to make it work, you know, at some point, I mean, being an entrepreneur is risky. Like, there are risks.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the work that I do, if you really, really want to heal your relationship with money, sometimes, yeah, you got to break some of these fears down and really come from that place of faith. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're really feeling drawn to work with someone, then, you know, sometimes it is worth it. Like, I'm not in every case, obviously, but sometimes,
sure.
you know, if you're ready and, yeah, you really feel a connection, then, yeah, like, let's just go for it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, because really that's coming from fear when you're like, oh, my God, I only have blah, blah, blah. You know, that's fear. That's coming from fear. And I saw something the other day which was so good. It's like fear and faith are both kind of like picturing something in the future that you don't really know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to picture one, you might as well, if you're going to like predict what's going to happen in the future, you might as well focus on the positive and have
yeah.
faith, right? Rather than,
mm-hmm.
the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. So you see, isn't it interesting for everyone listening in right now to be talking about kind of this dual-sided aspect of pricing where, you know, yes, you want people to come in and work with you and to pay good money and to take that risk because they know that it will bring them so much in their life, whether it's money or more business or more health, whatever it is. And then there's also this other dual side of the area of pricing where sometimes you might connect to a potential client and you can just tell that there's so much worry around money, spending money.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much fear there that they are just not ready to even take that risk because that taking that risk and purchasing from you might actually put them in a bigger downward spiral. So it's a very interesting balance there. And I think that as all of you have a chance to just practice and have more sales conversations and state your prices, that you'll become more comfortable with it and also able to just energetically sense what could be a right option for that potential client that you have.
Totally.
With you. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally agree.
So one more thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, what if that person says they can't afford you? Because we had talked about this a little bit, you know, like keeping in mind that if someone says that they can't afford you, it's not really about the money.
Right, right.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I will, I'm trying to think. I have a good story around this. So, well, first of all, it's never about the money, okay? But I'll tell a story that I tell. So it's never about the money, first of all, because, you know, if you truly, truly want something, you'll find the money. Totally. And, like, this is like when someone will say, no, I don't have the money, and the next week you see them posting pictures of them on Facebook at Disney World with their family or their girlfriends. Like, I saw you didn't have the money.
Or the big TV they bought.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like typically people have the money, but it's just what they choose to spend it on.
Exactly.
But I'll tell a story about myself because this is when I really first started to learn it. It was like before I was in my business, but I knew that I wanted to work with a high-end coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just now realizing this about myself that I really go for it. It all makes sense now. So, of course, like right off the bat, I didn't even have a business. I'm like, I'm going to hire a high-end coach, and it's going to be for 1 year, and I'm just going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me the price, and it was, you know, very high. I was like, well, I don't have the money. Like, I didn't have that kind of money. And I was still working in corporate, but, you know, I didn't have that amount of money just sitting in the bank. And she said, she was like, you know what? Sounds like you're coming from fear. And she said, and I also want to tell you that if you truly have the desire for something, the money is here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I tell my clients that all the time because it's true, but I didn't really know what she meant. She's like, no, just trust me. If you really, really want to do this, you know, the money is here. And I was like, what in the world? So we got off the phone and I turned on my couch and I saw this. There was like a pile of envelopes there, a pile of mail. And this was like back when I wasn't opening my mail or like my bills or any of that stuff. So, but something drew me to open these envelopes, and the first one I opened was like an investment statement, which I didn't even know, like I had completely forgotten about. But somehow I had these investments, like that I had, like I don't even know when they started. Like I don't know, at some point I had socked away some money in an investment, and turns out I had not opened these statements in years. Turns out the amount that was in that account was the exact amount I needed for the coaching program. And I was oh my God, this is what she's talking about.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was when I was like, oh my God, like this is really weird. Sure enough, I called the guy the next morning, the investment person who, you know, he had never heard from me. And I'm like, you would like to cash them all in. He was like, what? He had like never heard from me, and I'm like, yeah, I'd like to cash all of these in. So I found the money and I did it, and it's And, you know, that's kind of an extreme example, but it's happened over and over and over again in my life. And if you, you know, if you truly want the money, it's there, or you'll find a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, all these examples that you're sharing, that I've been sharing, these are all things that we can bring up with those potential clients who are on on the phone with us talking about working together. If they don't feel like they have the money, you can always offer these ideas. Or is it an investment somewhere? Is there a way to borrow it? I mean, there's so many ways.
Get a job, you know, you can get a, if you, I mean, I've heard about people getting part-time jobs. You know, that's if you really, really want something. But I had a woman, the same thing happened to her. Like, we had our initial session and she's like, no, you know, I don't have the money. But we had scheduled a follow-up call, and sure enough, by the time we spoke again, she's like, oh, my God, I found the money. There was, like, a savings account I had no idea about. Well, there you go. So just, it's kind of like when, because, you know, at first people don't really get this, but it's like, yeah, if you truly, truly want something, like, if you needed that money, like, if someone was sick in your family or there was this, you needed the money for something, you would find a way. And it's like, you know, you got to have that passion for it, or your potential clients, like, if they want what you're offering badly enough, yeah, they'll get a job, they'll ask a parent, they'll cash in investments, they'll, you know, whatever.
Yep. Some way. Definitely, definitely always a way.
Totally.
This is so great. So, you know, before we start to wrap up, Mary, will you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you, have more resources through you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So my website is www.moneypreneurs.com. So that's MoneyPreneurs.com. And I do actually have a free report for everyone, which I was having trouble with my website, but there's a little pop-up box. I'm going to try to get it up there today, but if you don't see it, there's a little pop-up box on my site, and you can just shoot me a note and say you want the free report. But the free report that I have put together is called Have Your First 5K Month in Your Spiritual Business.
Nice.
And it's actually based on a free call I did, I think, last year, and people, like, loved it. And so I put a free free report together based on it. But it's basically for that person, you know, you've been struggling for a while, or you have this amazing business, but you can't really seem to start getting, you know, traction or money or clients. And so this is really going to show you how to, like, really make next month your first 5K month, and then, you know, beyond. So if you don't see it on the homepage, like I said, I'm going to try to get it up. But if not, just there's a little pop-up box, and you can just shoot me a note in that and tell me you need the report, and I'll just send it on over.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, and again, you know, when I think of $5,000 in a month, like that's really
that's huge
money for a lot of people. I mean, that's just like, you know, sometimes when I look at my basics of, like, what would I need to just live a fairly comfortable life and travel and, you know, have a home and car and all of that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just like 5,000, like even 3,000 a month, you know.
Totally. People always say that. They're like, I would just be fine with 4,000 or 3,000. 5,000? Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of lovely to be, to have this satisfaction around money, and then to also be looking at, okay, When I expand up to those $15,000 months, this is how life can improve even more. So it's nice. Sounds like a good 5,000 level that we're at for that.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Definitely.
Great. So is there anything else that you wanted to share before we finish up? Any last words of wisdom for anyone who is listening in?
Let me just tune in here and see. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I would say the one issue I think people have with pricing is, if anything, they tend to charge too low. You know, I think especially when you're starting out, or if you haven't really signed up, you know, many clients yet, it can be your natural tendency is going to want to be to charge, you know, low. But, I mean, like I said, people can feel that. I mean, I was totally called out by that woman. She's like, what are you doing? You know, it's ridiculous. So people can feel that. And, you know, sometimes we think, oh, my God, even that's too high. But that's not really what it's about. It's like the potential client can see your value, but, if you know, you can't see it yourself. Mm. And so I would say rather than, like, shrinking your prices – actually, you know, raise them, and then you can expand into that. You know, you can step into the higher price rather than, like, shrinking the prices and you know, you trying to kind of, like, fit into that small box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also when you do expand your prices and when you try charging more, I think it's nice, too, to also notice the response that you start receiving from those potential clients who you state those higher prices to, and just notice, you know, where is it that they seem to be putting the blocks on and saying, oh, no, that's too much. You know, just notice that. And I think noticing where potential clients will say no, I think it helps us see maybe some of our still limiting beliefs and our blocks around how much we're worth. And then also I think it helps us come to a price that is in balance with us and also in balance with the clientele. And we'll, of course, still stretch them a little bit, you know, because we want them to be financially invested in the results that they can receive through the work that we do with them. So,
And also one last thing I'll add is that if you are not investing in yourself, it's going to be hard for you to attract clients who are willing to invest. So if, you know, if you're someone who you're not really working with a coach, or maybe you're just signing up for a lot of free calls or group programs and you haven't really invested, you know, and then you're getting a lot of potential clients saying, no, I can't afford it, or I don't want to invest, or I'll just listen to the free calls. Just know that they're just mirroring your unwillingness to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, once you start investing in a coach and paying money every month, like, and, you know, busting your butt to make it happen, you're going to expect others to do it. And you're not going to feel as weird charging those prices because you're like, hey, I pay this to my coach every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just look at that. Like, if that's an issue, I would look at that as a potential, you know, thing that's blocking you from receiving the clients who will pay, you know, what you want to charge.
And you know what's interesting? I honestly used to think that that coaches and mentors were telling me that I had to invest to energetically let other people invest in me. Like, I honestly used to think that marketers would say that to try to trick me into buying their program.
Totally. I know. The first time I heard that, I'm like, yeah, right.
I know. I was like, yeah, right. You were just trying to make me buy your stuff. But
totally.
But honestly, like,
it's true, though.
My own energy in my business didn't really change and didn't really expand until I did decide to take those risks and invest in myself. And, you know, you can do that in so many ways. You know, for example, I've had business mentors. I've had money mentors. Right now, I have a lot of writing mentors because I'm writing a book, and that's the way I'm investing in myself currently. Those are all investments in yourself. And
totally.
You could even be a health professional that you hire, and that is your investment. So anyway, so we're just encouraging you to be as willing to circulate your money as you hope your clients are willing to circulate their money.
Yes, we're not just telling you to invest in us.
No.
No, so we can take your money.
You know, send that money out with love wherever it goes to, and that is what you will end up attracting in the clients that do come to you. They will be sending their money with love toward you and your services when it is a great fit for the two of you to be working together.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so great. Mary, thank you so much.
I love it. Flew by. So fun. Flew by. I could talk about this stuff forever.
I know. So, you know, for everyone listening, again, this is Mary Knebel is at moneypreneurs.com, moneypreneurs.com, and you can go there and learn a lot from her. I'm at avawaits.com, which is avawaits.com. you'll see in the blog section on my website, there are huge, huge, huge archives about entrepreneurship, articles and videos about wealth, success, and happiness, because it's got to be happy while you're doing it all. So, great. Mary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And everyone who has been joining us today, thank you so much. Happy pricing. And, you know, you can always connect with either of us through our websites, moneypreneurs.com or avawaits.com. And we're wishing you all a fantastic day. Bye, everyone. Enjoy.
Bye. Thank you.